Well, welcome to the Master's Pot. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I have tagged this day as There Is a King in You Tuesday, and there's also a queen in you. And I'm stuck on Donald Lawrence's song, so in your spare time today, Google that song, There Is a King in You, and let it minister to you as it has ministered to me this day. Let us go to God in prayer. Mighty God, majestic Father, we thank you. We thank you that you have given us the ability to reign. We thank you that you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We thank you that you are Alpha, that you are Omega. We thank you that you are our beginning and our end. We thank you that you are our Creator. We thank you that you are our refuge. We thank you that you are our strength, God. We thank you that you are our provision and our provider, God. We thank you that you are healer. You are deliverer, Father. And we just bless your holy name this morning. We bow down humbly before your throne, and we seek you first in your kingdom and your righteousness, God, and we know that everything will be added unto us. We thank you for this, the Master's Call. We thank you for the founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for their yes, God, and we pray right now that every need in their lives will be met in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak that joy and peace will reign in their hearts, God, and that your unconditional love will overflow in them right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I come lifting up Artists International to you. I thank you that we are reloaded with new things, and I pray that those who are committed, God, that you would continue to do great and new things in their businesses right now, and that the new products that we have will go and take us to the next level, God. I thank you for your plan and your purpose. I thank you that we are centered on faith, family, and lifestyle and legacy in Artists International, and that will continue to change and reshape the world, God. I thank you right now for each and every single caller that has dialed into this, the Master's Call. I pray that their lives will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as they begin their day, God, here with you. And so right now, we clear the airways that the word that you will send to come forth this morning will come forth mightily, uncontaminated, unhindered, in the name of Jesus. And the vessel, God, that you have spoken to this morning, their voice will be clear, and we will have our ears open to hear what thus says the Lord, God. So we bless your name. We praise your name. We glorify you, and we honor you, because we know that there is a king and queen in each of us, and we have the power, God, to reign. And so we decree and declare these things to be so in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And at this time, I would like to turn this call over to our hostess with the mostest. Are you out there this morning?
I am, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, Minister Kai. The platform is yours.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. First, let me thank Minister Tiffany for seating and greeting the people and opening us up with that anointed word of prayer. As she said, my name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the great city of Norcross, Georgia. I want to thank everyone for joining us this morning in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary, and we wish you all the warmest of kingdom's greetings. This call is all about the Master, and as a family, we join together early each morning to give God the praise, glory, honor, and reverence that is due him as we begin our day. The Master's Call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two dynamic and amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. When God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And because God is a God of order, we know that this call is founded on Scripture. And that scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start this call in prayer, we end this call with prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. This call is brought to you live each week, Monday through Friday, rain, snow, sleet, hail, holiday, no matter what, Monday through Friday, we will be here. If you want to listen to the current day's message, you can do so by dialing 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-pound. All of the messages have been archived and recorded from the inception of the call and can be played back by visiting our website, themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net. If you are feeling led to join the team, or if you have a word from the Lord, if you have a praise report or a prayer request, please email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa or Minister Robin, our prayer general, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the MMC call, hosted by none other than the godmother of artists, Platinum President Dorothy Cook, and a host of other dynamic leaders throughout Artists International. They keep us informed, energized, and moving to enhance the lives of others. That number is 530-881-1300, access code 539-598-POUND. The Kings of Artists and our corporate Artists International will be hosting another Artist Empowerment Conference in Houston, Texas, March 27th through the 29th at the Houston Marriott West Chase. We know that the Kings of Artists bring forth good fruit, so you don't want to miss this. So you can check your back office or go to artistempowermentconference.com for more information. On Sunday, we will be holding the TMC service, and if you're going to be there, if you could, or if you'd like to volunteer for the choir or to greet or just to help us out in the background, please send us an email to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. We are on the 24th day of the Lent season. And I know for me, giving up social media has been a blessing because God is really doing an amazing work as I spend more time with him in prayer. So I am going to get out of the way so that the woman of God can come forth and share what God has given her for us today. Our speaker today is Co-Pastor LaVonna Lewis. She was born in Las Vegas, Nevada on August 1, 1972 to a single teenage mother. Co-Pastor LaVonna seemed destined to be another statistic, but what the devil meant for bad, God used for good. It was at a very young age that she knew that her life was different from others and that she was called by God to be set aside for his use. At the age of 13, she realized that even though she was brought up in the church, that she needed to make her relationship with God personal. She was filled with the Holy Ghost at the age of 14, began preaching the gospel at many churches around the Las Vegas area. At the age of 17, she was ordained as an evangelist and a youth pastor by 19. Together with her husband, overseer Eugene P. Lewis, she co-pastored and founded Lion of Judah Ministries in January of 2004 with a mandate of equip the saints, win the lost, and recover the backslider. Pastor LaVonna has over 12 years of experience being a youth pastor, serving under her great-grandmother, Pastor Almarie Gaston, as well as serving alongside her husband as Anointed Tabernacle assistant pastor for 9 years. Pastor Lewis is a graduate of the University of Phoenix, Arizona, where she received her bachelor's degree in human health services with a minor in organizational management. Graduating, she is the graduate of the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, where she has earned her master's degree in special education, magna cum laude, on May 11, 2013. Pastor Lewis earned her second master's degree, a master's of divinity, with high distinction. She has also completed 1 year of coursework and her residencies towards a doctorate in education. She has a successful radio ministry, traveled preaching the gospel, trained young people to live a life of abstinence and virtue, and prepared those who were called to preach, teaching them how to live a life that they preach about. It is also her 20th wedding anniversary, so we know we give God the glory and the honor. She's a wife, a mother, a sister, a daughter, a teacher, a student, a counselor, a pastor, and a friend. So I present to some and introduce to others, co-pastor LaVonna Lewis. Co-pastor, are you there?
I am. God bless you. God bless you. Can you hear me?
Amen. Take it away.
Amen. We thank God for you all being on the call this morning. We thank God for this day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm excited today, especially excited today, because today is March the 17th, and that marks 20 years since the day I said I do to my husband, my love, my heart. And any of you who know me, know that Overseer Eugene Lewis just makes me just smile on the worst of days. And so we thank and praise God for him and his allowing me to go forth and be who I am. I would be remiss not to say that to him if he is still snuggled in his wonderful bed at some 5:11 in the morning here in Las Vegas and it's still dark outside. But I'm grateful that as dark it is, as it is outside, it's light in our hearts. There's light around us. Why? Because God is light. He is our light. He is our light source. I was reading somewhere, and it was saying, and also I want to thank God, of course, to my sisters on the call, to everyone who's on the call. I was reading somewhere where it was talking about John Quincy Adams and how he held most more important offices than anyone in history in the U.S. He served with distinction as the president, the senator, the congressman, a minister to major European powers, and participated in various capacities in the American Revolution, the World War of 1812, and events leading to Civil War. I mean, he did so much that many, of course, just still, you know, regard him as one of the greatest presidents we've ever had. Yet, at the age of 70, with all that behind him, he wrote and stated, "My whole life has been a succession of disappointments." He said, I could scarcely recollect a single instance of success in anything that I ever undertook. In all of that, can I dare say that what you're going through, what you've done so far, up until this time, you haven't even scratched the surface of what God wants to take you to, where he wants to reveal you. What are you, let me ask you this question this morning, what are you expecting God to do? What are you expecting God to do this year for you, for your family, for your business, your church, your community? What are you expecting God to do? Are you expecting God to do anything? It all has to do with expectations and where your level of expectations are and where God's level of expectation is for you. Have you lowered your expectations? Wow. In tough times, many of us have that tendency to do that. We will lower our expectations. And as a result, what we'll do is we'll end up settling for less than what God really wants for us to have. The Bible asks, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Genesis 18:14. Now, that's an easy answer, of course. There's nothing too hard for God. But what you do next, what you do after you get off this call, what you do when you get off your bed and after you brush your teeth and had your breakfast, after you had your power shake and your coffee, your Levine, what you do after that actually is going to let folk know and let you know and let God know if you really believe that. So the problem is you say, Pastor, I don't know what to do next. Ask him. Jeremiah 33:3 said, I will tell you things that you do not know. I'll tell you. I will tell you things that you have absolutely no idea about. My God. Can you imagine that God is waiting to reveal things to us? He's still waiting to tell us things that we don't know. We have no clue, no unction about. Well, the problem isn't that we doubt God. The problem is that we don't think God would do it for us. we get so attached to the methods of way we've done things in the past, and we keep going back to them. We keep going back to, look, it is not, listen, you're not the only one who have done that. When Jesus was being crucified, our own Savior, Peter went back fishing. Peter said, I can't take this. I can't deal with this. I'm going back to what's familiar. I know how to catch fish. I'm a fisherman. I've spent 3 years with this man, and now he's gone. He's dead. I'm going back to what worked before. So it happens. The problem with that is that when you keep going back to what's familiar, look, Christ wouldn't even let Peter stay there. He went and got him from out of there and said, come back. Don't stay over there. Because remember, upon this rock, I'm going to build my house. Remember that? You can't go back to what's familiar. Because if you keep going back to what's familiar, you're going to limit me. You're going to limit God. Look, he's much greater than any proven method, any scientific method. He is never predictable. I told you guys earlier, I told you all that's listening earlier, don't get caught up on this stuff that makes sense. Oh, well, that makes sense. Oh, well, that's logical. God ain't logical. He's not logical. Come out, walk on the, bid me to come to you. Walk out on this stormy water. That's not logical. We can't expect God to do things in a logical way. Listen, you don't have to believe me. Let's look at the word. The word says, call to me and I will tell you things you do not know. The Living Bible says, look, I'm looking to tell you some remarkable secrets about what's getting ready to happen. My God. The Lord said, look, I want to reveal some things to you. I told you all before that 2015, the Epiphania, the revelation, the revealing, the exposing, God said, I will show you and lead you into all truths. I want to reveal stuff to you, but you limit me because you keep going back to what's familiar, what's comfortable, what feels good, and I can't move in your feel good. Look, when God decided to use Moses, let's take Moses, for example. When he wanted to use Moses to lead the children out of Egypt, Moses never questioned God's ability. Never wondered if God could do it, if God was able. That's never the problem. We see God is able all the time. The issue Moses had was God's ability to use him. God, I know you can do it, but I stutter. Look, I don't know if you can do this with me. I got issues. I have faults. I still got can't help it. I still got some things going on that I haven't finished and fixed and completed in me. And God said, it has nothing to do with you. Listen, I'm not privy to you. I don't run up behind what you can do or what I can do. Moses was scared that he would not be articulate enough. He wouldn't be adequate enough. That's the same issue we have. Many times we don't want to move, not because we doubt God, but because we doubt God's ability to move in us. So look, but the Bible tells us in Exodus 4:12, his answer to that was, now go. He didn't even address that. He said, go, I will speak and teach you what to say. You go, I'll do the teaching and leading. You just go. The fact is, we want to do the teaching and leading. You can't do the teaching and leading. You just go. He'll do you one better. You go, and I'll do the teaching and leading. Because listen, God is not enhanced by your strengths, nor is he inhibited by your struggles. He's not, you can't make God no better, nor any worse. My God, that right there should just release a whole lot of y'all. Because what he told me, it released me. You mean to tell me you've already calculated this plan and my mess ups and my problems were already calculated in the number? Yes, I already knew you was going to mess up. I knew it was calculating the number. But if you go back before this, when he was getting ready to go, getting ready to be sent out, that wasn't the first issue Moses ever had. The issue Moses had wasn't before his articulation problems. The issue he had earlier, if you go back 40 years before that, Moses, if you remember the story, killed an Egyptian and then fled, took off, and hid out because he knew Pharaoh was getting ready to come kill him. But in Exodus 2, 14 and 15 said that Moses feared and then said, surely this thing is known. Then the Bible also says that Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh and dwelt in the land of Midian, and he sat down by a well. He sat down. He stopped moving. He stopped going. He sat down by a well. Isn't it odd that he sat by something that was life-giving, yet he felt lifeless? Sitting by a well, that's there to give water. But he was in the right place at the right time, because it goes on to say, if you read, it says later on how he ran into some Jethro, and Jethro had some daughters. I'm so sorry, not Jethro. He ran into Zipporah's father, and Zipporah's father had 7 daughters, and that's where he met his wife. So he met his wife. Exodus 2:21 said that Moses was content to dwell with the man. Now we still got a problem. He still don't want to move. He's content being in that same state, content being right there. We don't see Moses do anything else for 40 more years. And the only reason he did that was because while he was out shepherding, he saw a bush that was on fire. And the bush being on fire wasn't the issue, because we knew in the hot desert sun, I'm sure the sun on the dry bushes, I'm sure that was not a new thing that happened to him. The problem was this one wasn't burning up. So it stopped him, and he looked to see what was going on. My question to you is, what is God letting catch on fire to get your attention? Are you believing, you are really believing that you're doing something out there? You're watching somebody else's sheep. You're doing, working for somebody else's job, making somebody else rich, taking care of somebody else's kids, taking care of this, taking care of this. And not once have you ever stopped to take care of what God wants to do in you. Your expectations got to get higher. Why? Because God's expectations for you are higher. Through all of this time, John Quincy Adams said, in the 70 years, he could scarcely recollect a single instance of success in anything that he had done and undertook. Why? Because he understood there was more he had to do. After I've done all of that, there's more that I have to do. I've gotten degrees, but there's more. I've been married 20 years, but there's more. I've been pastoring 11 years, but there's more. There's more you got to do. There's more I got to do. It's time for us to take the limits off, like Israel Holmes said. Time for us to write the books, lose the weight, take our business to the next level, start the ministry, whatever it is that you're waiting on. God says, wait no longer. It's time to move. What are you waiting for? A bush to catch on fire. All right, let's get up. Let's expect bigger. Let's be bigger. Let's do bigger. And I want you to be blessed. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, co-pastor, for that message. I'll be calling you back at the end of the call for the benediction. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, we thank you for the woman of God and for the message that you gave her and that she brought forth for us this morning. What are we expecting God to do? Are our expectations so low, Daddy God, that we are limiting you? We thank you that we are going to throw those chains off. We're going to begin to do that which you are calling us to do. We are going to walk in your perfect will. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you will just continue to bless her 20 years of marriage and just multiply it by 4, 5, however many you see, O Heavenly Father. And we thank you that she is faithful to be here and to minister to us. And everything she puts her hands to, oh God, continue to just multiply it. Continue to do the exceeding and abundant in her life according to the power that works in her. We thank you for this woman of God. We call her blessed. Her ministry is just going to increase, oh God. Her territory will continue to increase, oh God. And we just thank you for the two women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, and their yes to this call. Their faithfulness to each day being here with us so that we can come together and get a word from the Lord as we start our day. We thank you for Artists International, which is the thread that brought us all together. We ask that you keep a hedge of protection around the Des de Leon family as they continue to allow you to shift and do a new thing in Artists, as they continue to walk in faith, family, and lifestyle, leaving a legacy for generations to come. We thank you that we know that we know that we know that sickness and disease are a name, and they must bow down to the name of Jesus. So cancer must bow down. Leukemia must bow down. And we know that you have given us Artists International and these products as a means of helping us to walk in divine health. And you've given us these products and this company so that we can continue to help others change and enhance their lives. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for all that you continue to do in us each and every day. Lord, we ask right now that as we go into this new season and that as we're preparing to go to the Empowerment Conference, that you continue to lead and guide us in your path, Father, that we surrender and submit and that our expectations become what you expect, O God. Give us the ability to see and walk out according to your plan, what you have for us in our lives. Father, remove the fear. We bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. You said anything that we bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and anything we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. We lose peace and prosperity. We lose joy in the Holy Spirit. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, because without him, where would we be? So right now, we just continue to lift up your name, Father, because you deserve all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And we just magnify your name because we understand our relationship with you is only by your grace. It's only by your mercy that we are able to go each and every day and walk out your plan for our lives. We understand that we must be submitted to the will of God, that we must walk circumspectly, that we must walk with reverence, that we must continue each and every day knowing that you and you alone, God, are in control. And we thank you that you are always working it out for our good. The devil may choose to try and bring us to a place where we can't function, but we know that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So right now, we just want to surrender to your will, surrender to your desire for us, God. We want to get out of your way, O God, so that we may continue to walk out your purpose for our lives. We love you, we magnify you, and we just lift your name, which is greater than any other name. And we praise you because we know that you love us even more than we love ourselves, that you sent your Son to the cross that we may be restored to right relationship with you. So we seal it in the blood of Jesus and we call it done. Amen, amen, and amen. I know that you are going to want to listen to this message again today, and you can do so by dialing 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-pound. Immediately following this call is the MMC call hosted by Platinum President Dorothy Cook and a host of other leaders. That number is 530-881-1300, access code 539-598-pound. Again, we know that March 27th through the 29th is the Artist Empowerment Conference in Houston, Texas at the Houston Marriott West Chase. If you want to volunteer for the service on Sunday, if you want to greet or host or just help us out or sing in the choir, please send us an email at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And you can visit artistempowermentconference.com to register for the conference and get your hotel booked and to do all of those things. So again, I want to say thank you for joining us. We are looking forward to hearing you again in the morning. And Co-Pastor Lavana, can you please come back and give us our benediction?
Yes. Father God, we thank you for this time of refreshing, for this time of word, for this time of impartation. We bless God that you have loved us enough to allow the bush to burn. Now it has caught our attention, and God, we know it's time to move. The shepherding was good for the time, but now it's time to move on. You have other things for us to do, a higher level. You want us to meet you at your level of expectation, not our own. Now, God, we thank you that your word, John 13 and 17 says that if you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. Now, God, we know what you have mandated us. We know now that there is a call for a higher walk. Help us, God, in that high walk. Help us to maintain and to increase. We don't retreat. We don't back back. We're not losing ground. We are going to move forward. We thank you for relationships that you're building, because every relationship, God, according to Mike Murdock, we love him, says that it's going to nurture a strength or a weakness. And God, we want to connect with folk that's going to nurture that strength and create it to be bigger. Bigger things in this year for you, God. And we're listening and obeying. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Go forth, be bigger, be better, and increase. In Jesus' name, I declare that over every listener. And it is so. So it is. Amen.